Chapter 45. Hector had flown down to South America to assess the situation with Stella Green. It was one of the first times in his life that he felt vulnerable, very vulnerable. He started texting with Sylvie Hunter. "Hector, these lines are secure." "Sylvie, 100%. Everything will be wiped within the next 5 minutes." "Hector, what the fuck is happening?" "Sylvie, the 1% are getting their due." Sylvie had wanted to text that, but had simply replied with, "I'm catching up as quickly as I can." "Hector, how did someone get to Stella?" "Sylvie, I'm checking all security cameras and messages now." "Hector, whatever you're doing, do it faster." "Sylvie, certainly." "Thanks for the mansplaining," she thought. "Hector, so what do we do?" "Sylvie, well, we can try to blame it on Brazil or the local management. Or even make the local indigenous population out to be terrorists. That always pushes things our way." Sylvie reminded herself again that she would only be invited to be one of them as long as she acted like one of them. "Hector, it won't work." "Sylvie, I know. But we have to do something. We can't just let the news about Stella's murder die down without a scapegoat that will benefit us." "Hector, no, we can't." "Sylvie, so, what other options do we have?" "Hector, well, we could try to find some other way to deflect the blame. Maybe we can announce some kind of investigation or inquiry." "Sylvie, sure, but all that will do is keep her in the news for a long time. We have to decide if we want that, or if we want to just quietly take over her position and functions. The other issue is the financial solvency and liquidity of her companies. A quiet transition will minimize the losses." "Hector, of course, you know my preference. Take over quietly, without any suggestion that we're motivated." "Sylvie, okay, let me process this for a minute." "Hector, we don't have time. Why don't we repeat what we did with Garamond?" "Sylvie, simulation." "Hector, exactly. Make it look like nothing happened to her." "Sylvie, understood. I'll get everything set up right now. You'll be appointed as beneficiary of the assets under management by Green." Of course, Sylvie already had everything prepared to help her carry out this promise. "Hector, excellent. Thank you.